of, I didn't know.
Maybe that's farther north.
That's just something I didn't know about.
But in some places they call those dried pieces of apple snits.
Yeah.
Let's have some snits.
Well, we call them slices of apples.
Did your mother make jelly much?
Oh, yes, quite a bit.
What did she use mostly?
Well, she'd get plums to go down and pick wild plums, you know, and then she'd use a little sugar, make plum jelly, plum preserves.
Yeah, that's what they said they did out in Panhandle. They didn't have much out there, but they could find a plum thicket now and then.
Yeah.
They just didn't have any fruit.
We used to have quite a bit of wild plums in this country.
Did you have orchards here later?
Yes, we have some orchards in this country now.
Uh-huh. What do you raise mostly?
Mostly peaches and apples. Uh-huh. It's quite a ways from here to where you get grapes and stuff of that kind. You have to go east.
Yeah, I've come through Missouri and seen lots of grapes.
Yeah.
If a friend of yours had two or three apples over there and you wanted one, what would you say to him?
Well, I'd just say, give me an apple.
And if he just had one and you wanted part of it, what would you say to him?
I'd say, divide up a little.
If you wanted him to take it, would you tell him to cut it in two or cut it half in two if you wanted?
Oh, I'd say, just give me about a fourth of that. That's all I want.
Let's see, here's one. If something were not right here, but, say, on the other side of the room, you'd say, it's not here, it's just...
It's across the room there.
Would you say over yonder? Or is that common around
here? Well, common, yes. Yeah. Somebody say over yonder, yeah, that's right. Sometimes say out yonder. Depend, or say up yonder, it just depends on which direction the puppet was. If it's down south, we say down south.
I was just wondering if yonder was common in this area, or if you'd probably say over yonder or over there.
Yeah, over there. Well, it's both used here.
Which one would you normally use?
Well, I would just use one as that. It wouldn't be much different than me.
And if you were showing somebody how to do something, and you were working at it, and he was over there, and he was sort of botching it up, you'd say, don't do it that way, or don't do it like that, do it.
I said, let me show you.
This miserable question. I don't like this question, but it's in here anyway, so I'll ask you about it. I got to work this out. Let's say you were walking down the road with a man, and behind you there was another man. Did I ask you this one?
No, I don't think so.
This one sticks. It seems to me I've asked everybody in the world this question, but I haven't, of course, but I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But you're walking with this man, there's a fellow behind you, and a man comes up to you and says, does he own the orchard? Does this man own the orchard? And you'd say, no, that's the man.
Yeah. No, that guy back there.
And if you were walking with a boy, and a fellow said to you, does this boy own the orchard? You'd say, no, this is the boy. Let's say that the orchard belongs to his father.
No, that belongs to his father.
Now, talking about fruit here, what would you call the inside of a peach?
Peach seed.
And how about a peach with a loose seed?
Freestone.
The one that's attached?
Clingstone.
You ever hear pressed peach used for either of those?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't either. I just wonder if that's common in Oklahoma. I rather doubt it.
No, you say they have a cling and they have a freestone. And that's the two distinctions we have.
I think pressed peach, where it's used, refers to a cling, what I'd call a cling, but to them it's a pressed peach.
I expect it would, but I wouldn't know.
How about the center of a cherry? What's that?
Well, I don't know.
What would you call it?
Well, I'd say take the seed out.
And how about the center of an apple?
Be the same way. Take the core out of an apple.
Did you ever raise any of those... things that grow on vines and they grow under the ground, they have little shells.